Welcomed on today's show by Grace Kim. Hi, Grace.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm a little bit rusty. Got back of holidays. I've been away for a couple of weeks, so getting used to the desk again is a bit strange. Now you're a singer songwriter who based in Liverpool.
Yes.
From what
yes.
we said, you've been gigging in London. You was in London last night,
yeah.
But originally from South Korea.
Yes, quite. Interesting.
where about South Korea? Seoul, wasn't it?
Yes, Seoul.
Which is where they had the Olympics many years ago.
Yes, that's right. That's
not been
right.
There.
And
it's
the
a
World
beautiful
Cup.
Place. Yeah, and the World Cup as well. Now, is this your first time to Essex?
Yes, actually it is. It is. Yeah, I really love the scenery. It's just green. This area is really cool and it looks really pretty. The houses are all very, I don't know, it's really
very posh around here, you know.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
posh.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, we've really got nice. A few palm trees here and there as well. And they film that. They do a lot of filming because they film The Only Way is Essex. Have you ever seen that program, have you?
Mm.
So they filmed it. They film it around here. So you often see them walking around the high street. They do tours, you know. People come on all the way to Brentwood.
Cool.
Hmm. Right, now, for the listeners, how would you describe your music? What's your musical genre?
It's like, it's based in soul, R&B genre, but we've got some jazz elements in it. So, like, if I want to say some artists, like, similar to my sound would be like, I'm very much influenced by Anita Baker, like mm-hmm. Sweet Love kind of thing, and also, like, songwriting.
Not the Anita Baker song Ring My Bell, was it? You can ring my bell. Was that a different one?
Is it?
Yeah,
just the jazzy stuff. That's what I really liked. And Kate Bush, in terms of songwriting and stuff, like how she like tells the stories and stuff. It's really
And we played a little bit of Kate Bush earlier on because I knew you liked Kate Bush, so we played a song which had Kate Bush in it. But you started back when you was 11, didn't you?
What?
You started when you was 11 singing?
Oh yeah, I started writing song at the age 11, and I've been singing for I don't know, I've been enjoying singing for a long time, but I've never really properly performing as a singer. Like it's been only like 2 years or 3 years since I've been actually singing.
You've done a bit, because you've got a classical style.
Yes. I used to study classical music before, like classical music composition, so I didn't necessarily have to sing back then, and now I'm switched back to popular music, so that's how I'm singing now.
Okay, well, I've put one of your songs on. It's playing at the moment. We're just going to fade it in. This track is called No One. Let's have a listen to that, shall we?
Mm-hmm. No one compares to you.
Oh, there you go. That was lovely, Grace. Lovely. Track called No One. What is that? Is that in the background? Is that the keyboard? It sounds like a harpy kind of thing. Hang on, let's get your mic up. So, stay there again.
Yeah, hi. It's an electronic piano EP, some sort of fairy tale like called.
And you can see that you can hear the kind of Kate Bush in that song. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Great vocals as well.
At the time when I wrote that song, I was into Kate Bush. And that was the time when Kate Bush came out with the new single. And then, yeah, I got really into that back again. Yeah.
So you're classically trained on the piano, I take it.
Yeah.
So what made you move from classical to kind of pop, I suppose it's kind of pop music?
Actually, I've been always wanted to do popular music, but I like when I decided to do classical music, I thought that it would be a nicer way to learn all this stuff, basic and fundamental stuff, and then move on to popular music, and that will make my popular music much better. And I've been doing classical music, and then I figured doing classical music well and popular music is quite a difficult thing to do. Mm. Like, so I just decided to focus on popular music. So I've been performing popular music a little before, but now I'm just doing like full time. That's the difference, I guess.
When you was writing songs, were you writing classical songs or did you go straight into the pop?
I used to write both of them, but those two have really different approach in writing. So classical music has like the motives and the developments and all that stuff, and I need to follow the rules and stuff. But like on popular music, that's I think where I found some sort of freedom writing songs in the way that I want to write kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, that gave me really much fun.
And it says that you trained in, I can't believe I'm going to try and pronounce this. Suk Myung,
yes. Yeah. Well done.
And is that, I'll take it that's a place, obviously, or is it just the name of the university?
It's the name of the university. It's quite well known in Korea. So, yeah, I think my parent wasn't like fully happy and I just left that place. It's a really nice place to like study classical music.
So you've moved on to singer-songwriter, doing a bit of gospel. 2013, gold prize at the 16th Korea Gospel Singer Competition.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty cool. touring Korea for the Ministry Works for a year. And then suddenly, you decided to come over to the UK and study at Lipa.
Yes.
How did that come about?
I mean, gospel music is something that I'm really into it as well, and I was performing a lot and I found that my singing and my songwriting skills need more development because like that was right after when I just switched to popular music and I was just wondering like which direction should I go musically and stuff, and that's how I decided to study a little more and Lipa just came into my mind and that's how I came to the UK.
Okay. Now I must say you're not on your own because I'm not going to call her Hedge now, am I? Because just Hedge. Hi, Hedge.
Hi.
Is that your name?
Hege.
Yeah.
It's Norwegian.
Yeah, I thought I had a guess it might be Norwegian, but I've been practicing it. I'll still say it wrong. I'm going to keep calling you Hedge, I think. Hege.
Yes.
Hege.
You're one of many who call me that.
What, Hedge? Hedge. So did you find me on Twitter? Have you just come through?
I haven't been looking at my phone. Oh, sorry.
I do. When you start singing, you'll see me jumping up and using all my electronic devices to see what's going on. So fast forward a couple of years, you're over here, you've gone solo, got a band as well though, haven't
you? Yes, I've got my band.
Who's in the band?
There's a drummer called Adam Fairclough, a bassist called Robin Wilkinson, and she's one of the four backing vocalists, so I've got three more backing vocalists in Liverpool, so we perform all together sometimes, and sometimes we just performing the stripped down version of us.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about gigs soon. You're going to do a live track for us. What track are you going to sing?
This one's called I Surrender. This is probably the most hugely influenced by Kate Bush, and yeah, it's my favorite song.
Okay, take it away when you're ready.
Yep.
Fantastic. Love that song. Yes, very Kate Bush.
Yes.
Very Kate Bush. And your vote, I mean, your high range is fantastic. I was going to say phenomenal, but I would say it wrong. Phenomenal. Yeah, lovely. And that, so that track, is that one of your early tracks?
Yes, one of my early tracks with the No One. Yeah, the same area that I wrote the songs.
Okay. Now, you've released your debut single, which we played earlier on, No One. Mm-hmm. That was back in 2016. It says that you got three remixes from different producers.
Yes.
Is the song, does it change much?
Well, I really couldn't imagine how it would change initially, and then I've got the files from the remixes, and it sounded really different, actually. One of them sounded really electronic by the producer called Uzu, and the other one was mixed by the producer called Tatsu, which is the producer of the band Hikari in Liverpool. And it sounded really Hikari, and I found it really interesting that, yeah, my song can be like that too. Yeah, it was very interesting. The last one was by this producer called Simon Jewell, who produced the song, the original song, and he really made it into his type of music. And yeah, I was quite amazed how he can do the wide range of music. Yeah.
And your band performed at, it's Tube, isn't it? Live stream.
Mm-hmm.
That was last year. That was aired on Made in Liverpool. It's a TV programme, I take it.
Yeah.
Latest TV, which is Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
Envy TV, which is Ireland, Belfast.
Yeah.
And the following year, band had a blast in the Tube Extra Music Festival.
March 30th. And it got broadcast online the whole time. Yeah, it was really fun.
Really fun to do. Your new track is called I Don't Want to Leave, which mm-hmm. we're gonna play in a sec. Tell us a little bit about that. It's on SoundCloud at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, it is online.
Is it available by, or is it just SoundCloud?
It is on SoundCloud. You can download it. It's all free.
Okay.
Good.
it was awarded the Best R&B Soul Song from the Academa Music Awards.
Yes.
That was this year.
Yeah, I submitted everything when I released the song, and after a while they came back to me that you won this in this award, and they actually are sending me a plaque and stuff. I'm quite I don't know. It's a very strange experience for me. Yeah, it's
good,
been,
though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, excited to put in the mantelpiece. Yeah. Right, so we're taking a listen to the song. It's called I Don't Want to Leave. It's available on SoundCloud.
Yes.
And this is Grace Kim. Let's have a listen.
I say I don't know, not as an excuse. I am really blank about what I should choose, but neither are it enough what I want, if any of them allowed us to go on. I don't know which word Do you not see me? Because I'm too close. If I step back, would you be able to find me? Do you not see me? Because I don't say loud in the dark at the dawn. I'm troubled and down. I don't wanna leave you.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Country House hotels in Essex are few and far between, but Prestid Hall more than makes up for this with style, comfort, masses of atmosphere and great staff. We're one of the most special wedding venues in Essex, offering exclusive use of the whole manor house with our 16 beautiful bedrooms. We also have a large, well-equipped health club, spa and treatment rooms and much more. Prestid is just off Junction 24 of the A12 near Kelvedon and Fearing. Find out more at prestid.co.uk. Hotels in Colchester have never been more perfect.
Do you ever wish you were a bit more adventurous? Maybe there's a you that fancies riding a roller coaster in Southend. Or is there a you that wants to swim in the Olympic Stadium? Maybe there's a you that's up for hunting down Jack the Ripper in the London dungeons. Get your ticket to another you with hundreds of days out with Sea-to-Sea Rail. And save a third when you travel in a group of three or more. Book now at sea2seaonline.co.uk. Sea-to-Sea Trains. Discover a more adventurous you. Terms apply.
At a time of loss and sadness, Secure Haven Funeral Directors provide the care and support you need. Offering funeral packages and plans from just £1,695 fully inclusive, we can tailor the funeral service or life celebration from the comfort of your home or at our tranquil Essex barn in Margaretting. With our professional quality of service and unique facilities, we are able to match any local funeral director's quotation. To arrange an appointment, call Kate Brew on 01277 356 857. Or visit securehaven.co.uk. Secure Haven. Loved in life, treasured in death.
It's that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.
I do love that one. Makes me laugh every time. That's the bloke off X Factor. Voiceover man. Hmm? Do you ever watch X Factor? Yeah? Do you have it in Korea, by the way?
We have some equivalent. equivalent. We don't have X Factor.
The Got Talent things.
Yeah.
Now, if you could collaborate with someone, I know you're going to, without Kate Bush, because I know you'd probably pick Kate Bush straight away, but if you could work with someone else, who would you work with that type of music?
Actually, I'm quite interested in Emily Sandé's movie.
Oh, yes, yes.
Her music's really interesting. Her voice is really firm and really strong, and the how the melody flows and stuff, like, especially the song called Clown. I really liked it. Mm. And there's actually some songs that I written influenced by the song. And yeah, that would be my choice if I get ambitious, really.
I know you was gigging last night in London. Mm-hmm. You gigged at the Threshold Festival as well.
Oh, yes, yes.
Recently. So what else you got planned? Are you gigging locally again, or are you off back to Liverpool now? What?
We were gigging here and there recently, because we're based in Liverpool now, but we're trying to move to London now from this summer. So we're having quite a lot of London gigs. So we had a gig in London at the venue called Saya last night, and we're coming back in May 19th, which is at the Spice of Life in Soho in London, and that will be the next one. And then we go back to Liverpool for a gig in... at the Studio 2 on 20th of May. And yeah, and we're going back and forth at London, Liverpool, London, Liverpool, and then Sheffield and Liverpool, London. So that's what's happening. You can find the information on my website, which is gracekim.uk, and there's a whole listing, gig listing thing until July, so you can find all the stuff if you want.
Yeah, it's a good website as well. You can find all the Facebook things as well from that site. You can listen in, and you've got the bio there and mm-hmm. all the gallery as well, which is good. So that's got a list of gigs as well. Mm-hmm. We'll put that on our website.
Right, thank you.
Now, we're going to do another track before we have a chat a little bit further. What are you going to play for us next?
This one's called Not Alone. My songs are overall quite in a way depressing. It's not depressing, but it's talking about some sad stuff, sad emotions, and this one's actually really hopeful and blissful, so I hope everybody enjoy it.
Okay, take it away.
I'm running every day. There are many doors, but none is the right one to go through. It looks like a square, but it's a circle. In my prayer, I want to reach your edges. I know you struggle from judging. I know you have your story.
We all struggle. we live together.
You.
Well done. And we must say, because you're not wearing headphones in the studio, because we couldn't get them working. So I'm listening to it, and it sounds so much better in the headphones. So what's going on? So fantastic. It's weird when you're not wearing headphones in the studio. Now, you're talking about your live, doing live. What's your favourite gig? Is that? Did you like to be up close and you know, like in front of the crowd, or do you like the bigger events?
Well, I guess like there are some good things and bad things, both. Good things about like having a small venue is like we kind of can interact quite intimately. That's, I think, most of the gigs, like currently I'm just doing small gigs and big gigs and many stuff, and I'm actually enjoying small gigs a lot. And whereas big gigs, there are quite a lot of people listening, and I can hear all the crowd cheering and all that stuff, and that's really cool. But I get a little nervous. Yeah, it's good fun. Really,
you were talking about your songs earlier on, and some are slow beat, some are more upbeat. Mm-hmm. How do you? I know when you write your songs, where do you start writing a song? Do you obviously you're a keyboard player? Do you drop a melody first, or do you write the lyrics? Do you draw on what's happened in your life? Do you kind of go, oh, that? I think I'll write about that. How does it work for you?
It's for me, I used to write lyrics first, especially when I used to write in Korean language. I used to write lyrics, all that stuff, and then put some music on it and editing. That was the whole process. And now I'm kind of going the both way around. Like I just take some memos, writing stuff down, and then afterwards I come back with the melody. But sometimes I write melodies first. So I think it's now kind of interchangeable.
And do you write on your own, or do you have input from the band?
I normally write by myself because, like, for me, writing song is some sort of very personal process, like letting out my thoughts and emotions that I don't normally want to talk about verbally, maybe some like uncomfortable but sad.
So just tell everyone by song. Just stop my boyfriend and I'm feeling.
Yeah, that kind those, of. All those kind. Of, I don't enjoy talking about that like in daily lives much.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but yeah, that's
do
why.
Do the band kind of add to the how the arrangement is going putting it together?
Yes, when I bring the demo into the rehearsal and they just start playing along, and it's just they just make everything much better, and like I'm really lucky to have them. Really,
yeah. Videos. You've done a few videos.
Yes.
Are they good? Fun to do.
Well, my first music video for No One, that's in YouTube, and I think that got really received well, and especially there's a dancer dancing, her name is Annie, and her dancing is really cool. It's like contemporary, but she's really portraying what the lyrics is about, and the lyrics is really short, really. It's just getting repeated and repeated again, but she kind of made it all convey the emotion much clearer by her movement and all that stuff. Yeah. I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Now, I know earlier on we were talking about X Factor and things. Reality TV, is it something you'd ever look at? Britain's Got Talent, The Voice, there's so many out there. You've probably got them in your country as well. Is it something you'd look at doing, or is it a big no for you?
It's not a big no. I'm just, I don't know, I could do those, but I'm a little scared. Like, I love doing music, though. I'm not a big fan of getting fame much.
But exposure is good.
Yeah, exposure is really good, and people listen to my music more. That's amazing. But I would still want to have some freedom writing my music freely as I wish, so that can affect me myself in a very positive way, and also to others. And when I get into, because I've done some broadcast when I was back in Korea, and I felt like I get really conscious about what I'm doing after that. So. Yeah, I don't know. But it's a good exposure. It's a good nice thing if I get the opportunity.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. We're going to end with a song anyway. But before we do that, just quickly tell us about the website again. It is, to find anything about your music, it's www.gracekim.uk. Nice and easy.
Yes.
Twitter, you can actually, if you go to that, you can go loop from there to the Facebook pages.
Yes, they have everything. But if you want to search from Twitter and Facebook or Instagram, you just can search Grace Kim Music. Music, and you'll find me. Yeah.
Okay, lovely to have you on the show and to meet you.
Yeah,
love the music. What are you going to do for your last track?
This one's called You Make Me Believe, one of the upbeat songs. I really enjoy playing this one. Yeah.
Okay, take it away.
Give me a smile when I'm from back to where I'm a fool. When I can cry, when I feel like I am incapable. Give me your smile, send me your light down to the earth with all the weary souls. When there is nowhere to take a break, to this woman who wants to see miracles. You made me believe, you won't make me give, that's all I can fear. You're to heaven that we are here. Ba, 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 ba. When I see you, we both know and dance to the song we hear. Dance in the light, turn me, turn around and take a bow. I'm no longer scared of the stage. When there is nowhere to take a breath, I can feel you're not like the others. You made me believe, you won't make me give. All gonna to live, fly me to the moon.
You make me believe, you won't make me give up. You make me believe, you won't make me give up. You make me believe, you won't make me give up. You make me believe, you won't make me give up. You make me believe, you won't make me give up. That's all I can feel. I can feel you're not like the others. You made me believe, you won't make me give. Oh, God, I'm at least fly me to the moon.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.